The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime.
The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And I will be honest, Chew, I want to stretch more.
Yeah.
I just don't.
It's so important.
How do you stretch your 100%. Like your butt muscles? Because I got a knot in my left cheek. You know,
a backup system. We're designing bathroom doors with our legs exposed in anticipation of the locks not working. That's not a system. That's a complete breakdown of the system.
Can we change the subject, please?
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
The left cheek.
There's nothing better. Let me tell you what. Than cracking your back while backing one out.
You know, there's 18 people on the air listening right now. He goes,
he's absolutely right.
Oh, yeah. Look, nobody is.
But there's 400 people going, this show is disgusting.
Why, what's wrong with the subject? This is a bad subject?
No, fine. If you want to keep talking about it, we'll talk about it.
It's not that I want to keep talking about it. I just think that the subject should resolve itself based on its own momentum.
Well, I didn't think that it had any momentum.
How am I going to do this? I'm engaged to this woman.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride, she's running his mouth.
I have reached the stage of life, gentlemen, where I now look exclusively at the weather for my plants.
What's wrong with that?
What do you mean?
Well, so I'm going to the Brewer game today. I want to know, okay, I looked at the weather. My plans are going to the Brewer game. Mm-mm. So I want to see if the roof is going to be open. I want to be playing golf later this week and look at the weather to see what the weather's going to be like. Like, yeah. Oh. Everybody
hey,
looks at the
Pan
weather.
Over there.
I thought you were saying.
Plants. Oh. My plants.
Garden?
Yeah,
my
water.
Garden.
Sun.
No, freeze, cold, frost. Do I need to cover my plants? How did this happen? Like, I never in the history of my life. Last year was my first year that I had a garden. So now I worry about my plants. Plants. I guess it's not the S part I need to enunciate.
No.
It's the T. Plants.
The T.
It's hard to enunciate the T.
We're clear of frost. You're good.
Yeah, it was pretty. It was chilly this morning when I went outside. 5:30. It was.
It's different your way than our way. Probably by 8 to 10 degrees.
Yeah. Jen's a little closer to the lake. But you also, are you just going to pack up and move
See,
down
I
find
had
a place
no
next to
idea.
You in Florida? You mean, if you're looking at the weather for your plants.
Did you know there's zones on those little cards?
What cards?
You know, the little sticks that they put in plants?
What?
Why? I thought you were playing poker and you were throwing down your hand.
Why are you sticking it to your plants?
They need to be stuck. Did you know that, though?
Zones, like weather zones?
Yeah.
Yes, I've seen that on the back of my seed packets.
Okay.
Where it shows, like...
We're zone 5.
Okay. What does that mean?
Hardy.
Hardy plants.
Yes.
Yeah. See, we can have a whole plant conversation over here.
No, we can't.
Horticulturalists.
Hold on.
I think that's
horrible culturists.
At what age does this become a thing? Like, at what point do I have to start worrying about... being whatever you guys just did.
So you don't have, potted plants
Very
that you
good
put
question.
Out for the start of the summer?
No, they would all die for me.
No.
Yeah, they'd die.
That's why I'm paying attention to the weather, to make sure they don't die.
Even I could pay attention to a million different factors when it comes to plants and flowers, and they would still die under my watch. It's just the way of the world.
Huh, it's weird. Mm. Plants. I pay attention to the weather for my plants, although plans does seem like a good idea also.
Hey, Memorial Day weekend, 3-day weekend, maybe doing something.
Well, and you're golfing a lot and all that. Yeah, I understand that. I need to know how to dress. That's a good call. I think maybe I should move plans above plants.
Hey, you do you. Whatever you want to do, whatever floats your boat, Jen, but just know that if you're paying attention to the weather and you're worried about whatever plants you have out in the yard, just means you're old.
That's what I was afraid of. Literally, I was afraid that you were going to tell me when you start worrying about your plants more than your plans, it means that you've turned that corner.
See, now I thought Ashton would have a garden.
Well, I don't have a house, so not sure how that would
go. Rent the rototiller front of the apartment building. I'm sure they won't mind.
It's a brand new apartment complex, so sure, maybe they'd like me to put in some work there.
Do you have a little patio area? Do you have a balcony? Do you have any outdoor space that is yours?
There's a window that I can look outside of, and there's some train tracks near me, and I can look at Ope Brewery, which is right next door.
Hey, sure. Chew, right?
An old brewery?
Ope. Sounds... It's called Ope. Ope Brewery.
Oh, I thought you said
yeah. We're having good. A real problem this morning with the enunciation of our words.
Or just hearing.
Just listening.
Open old. Yeah,
I have a lot of fake plants in my apartment, but
that's probably smart.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
What do you mean, what?
Why would you have fake plants?
I got to impress people now, so, you know.
You're telling me when you were in your 20s you had real plants? Come on.
I mean, yeah. That's
yeah,
not
but,
weak.
Yeah, but they were illegal in all states.
Yes.
Now about 50%, so you're good. They have plants now where you can water the plant and then it disperses
that's
the
what
water.
I've heard.
It's got a little like container inside the plant. So you fill it and then it, what am I trying to say?
I've had those for 12 years.
Have you?
The little glass balls that you put in, you fill it with water and you stick it
I
in.
I guess they're similar. I guess it's
why
similar.
Are you sticking it to your plants?
We're going to get the balls later on, aren't we?
Yeah, Alan Lazard. We'll get to the balls.
All right, so this is what you have to look forward to, Jen, all right? When you get to Chewy's level,
you're sticking it in the
you're
plants.
You're sticking it to the plants.
$140 for self-watering plants?
That's, okay, self-watering. How what is the word that it says? It's not...
It's self-watering.
But it distributes the water like over time instead of right away, so you're not drowning the plants. Like Chewy has done in the past.
But they're not great. You shouldn't use them.
Why?
Because it only releases the water to that certain
this comes
part.
In three.
It doesn't disperse it evenly.
Okay.
It's on sale for 5% off, and
but
it comes with three. I should
they're
buy
very
this.
Nice. Like, they're blown glass.
So that's an old-timey thing. This is a newer thing, right, Ashy, where, like, the container is in the pot. The thing.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure I understand how this works.
That's what I was wondering. It basically, why can't I think of the word?
I have to water this every 1 month still. Here's the problem. I'm going to get one of these plants. I'm like, oh, I don't have to water this for another month. I'm going to forget about the month and then it's going to die anyways. It doesn't. I'm just going to kill all plants. I don't know what to tell you.
To be fair, I also have a thing that happens once a month that I forget about all the time too. And I'm like, what? Really? Again? Uncomfortable.
And likewise with the plants, if it doesn't happen, you get worried. I don't
very
know.
Very uncomfortable. Yeah, exactly. The plant will die. How was the weather yesterday in Green Bay? Nice day? Beautiful day?
Looked like
sweet
a beautiful day.
Yeah,
day
nice.
For OTAs for the Green Bay Packers as Jordan Love continues to lead the troops for the first time in his career. Matt LaFleur had some good things to say yesterday about Jordan Love, although everything it does feel like is still that tempered position. Temper expectations, temper enthusiasm. We don't want to put the guy out there and make people think that he's going to light the world on fire, that he's going to be the next coming Hall of Famer, etc. But Matt LaFleur did praise Jordan Love's growth. Let's take a listen to Matt LaFleur yesterday about his quarterback.
I just think the way he's matured as a man, the control that he has within the room, out on the field, I think that he maximized his opportunities these last couple of years in terms of just learning from one of the greatest to ever play this game. So I think he really took advantage of that. And certainly, you know, it's never an easy spot to follow a guy like that. But I think, he's got all the tools, and it's on us to try to help support him through, you know, the ebbs and flows that are sure to come. It just happens with the nature of that position, and you know, try to get these other guys around him to play to the best of their ability so that, you know, he doesn't have to be perfect all the time.
He doesn't know.
He has no idea.
Again, the
you
best
have no
compliments
idea.
The best compliments that are being given to Jordan Love by his head coach this offseason about him personally. He
I
starts
could go
that
back
with, he's grown so much as a man.
To my rookie year training camp, and Holmgren probably said the exact same thing about Orlando McKay. You ever hear Orlando McKay?
No.
Unbelievable. He was the beginning of all Oneida. Once you put the pads on, you never heard about Orlando McKay again. He has no idea. No one has any idea.
But he's grown so much as a man.
Because he has a beard. No, he doesn't know. No one knows. Until it's for real.
But I mean, shouldn't you have some sort of inkling? Like, of course, you're not going to know for sure. But
sure,
this
you can make the throws and do all that game and practice and no fear of getting hit. But as soon as you're going up against a top-ranked defense, you're like, oh, my God.
It's the NFL in 2023. How much of a fear is there getting hit for a quarterback anyway?
There's still fear.
Okay.
You know?
Is inkling above or below clue on the scale? You have a clue and then you have an inkling, or you have an inkling and then you have a clue?
Inkling then first, clue. Yeah.
Inkling
yeah,
sounds
sure.
a little more minuscule. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So we go inkling and then clue. What's after clue?
Well, before inkling, though, you got a feeling.
Thought, idea.
Wait, a feeling?
A feeling is before
feeling
inkling.
First?
Yeah, I got a feeling, and no, then you got an inkling.
I think it's itch inkling.
Who said inkling?
No,
me or
itch about someone?
Or me or LaFleur?
Yeah, Chewy just said, yeah.
You don't have an itch about someone. No, you have a feeling. If you're talking about judging Jordan Love, right? You got a feeling about Jordan Love. Then you got an inkling. Then you got a clue. And
yeah,
then
that's
where are
that's
we?
That's
then
we've got
now feeling's stronger than inkling.
No, Jen's right. It's feeling.
Yeah,
first.
No feeling's stronger than inkling.
Yeah.
So it was inkling and then a feeling. You got an inkling. So that's like a
it's
little
very
one.
Tiny.
It's tiny.
And
it's
then I know
it's average.
That's what I'm wondering. So what's next?
No.
You
I know.
You know.
I know this guy's going to be good.
You know. No is the strongest one.
Certain. Is certain above no?
That's above no.
I'm pretty sure. What about you say pretty sure?
If you're I've pretty got a sure. feeling.
I've got a feeling. I've got an inkling.
Tonight's going to be a good night. Okay, so feeling, then inkling, then clue.
Are you hooked on a feeling?
Then,
I've got a fever.
No. I was going to say maybe, but no. So where do you want him to get is my point. So if he's still in the feeling and inkling and clue phase, we want him to get to the no phase, because I don't think you can know until the season. Where do you want him to be in OTAs?
I want him to have...
You can't put strong in front of these things either. You can't go, I have a strong feeling. I have a strong inkling. It's cheating. What is it?
I want him to have a clue.
But clue always feels negative. Clue is always like, do you have a clue? I don't have a clue.
Get a clue.
Get a clue.
I think I got a feeling. No.
You want you Matt LaFleur feeling, to have a
feeling that he's going to be okay. If you said good, that's kind of throwing it out there for an OTA.
All I want is Matt LaFleur to pay Jordan Love a compliment that has something to do with football.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I don't know where that fits on the scale, but that's what I've decided I want. I just want a football compliment.
See,
and that's how this guy has grown as a person, as a man, as a human being.
His little statement is like he started out like, oh, sugar, where am I going with this? I got to get this somewhere. Where's the end point?
That's why he talked for 53 seconds there.
Yeah.
Just so you know, I did fall asleep listening to Matt LaFleur last night.
He's sounds just, about right.
The soothing, dulcet tones of Matt LaFleur will put anyone to sleep. I was pretty tired, though, so take it for what it's worth. Rudy from Sheboygan weighing in on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line saying, inkling, hunch, clue, good idea, strong feeling. Kind of like that.
But the idea, but should he be harder on him, though?
Hunch should be in there. I have a hunch.
Should he be harder on him?
On
I wouldn't go this route.
I don't think he can.
He can't say, look, the guy's going to make mistakes.
He has said that.
He did say that? In that?
Well, not in that, no.
He must have been sleeping.
Yeah, no, not in that clip specifically, but he did say yesterday.
For 13 minutes, so trust me, if you're looking to take a nap today, I highly recommend playing the old Matt LaFleur presser from yesterday. Let's listen to Matt LaFleur talking about how he wants to put Love in spots that can be comfortable and uncomfortable as he continues learning.
I think you got to be mindful and aware of kind of where you're at, but at the same time, I think, you know, the more you can just put him in those situations, it's not like he's a true rookie. So he's seen a decent amount, especially being able to, you know, get in the majority of the snaps this time of the year, the last couple of years. So we're not necessarily coddling him in any sense of the word of that, just in terms of we're just installing our plays and whatever the defense presents. I mean, he's got to react, and you know, if it gets out of hand one way or the other, then you can kind of adjust. But I think he's done a pretty good job up to this point.
Well, let me just tell you a little trick they do here, because all practices are scripted, right? So you get your script. Let's say for team, you're going to run 20 plays. Jordan's got 20 plays, so he has the plays they're going to run. But sometimes next to it, one of the coaches will go, "Oh, sorry, I dropped that." Because next to the play, it has the defensive coverage in front that they're going to be in. That's what they do. They don't do that in games.
So Jordan Love knows what defense he's facing on the plays?
Could very well.
But why would you do that?
To give him confidence.
But it's false confidence.
It's very false because the Bears aren't going to go, oopsie. First play
plan.
In the game's going to be cover four with a 59 front.
Not to be confused with plant, but yeah. They dropped the plan.
Because I used to do it sometimes, like, huh, we're going to cut. Oh, they're going to blitz on that play? Okay. Pretend I don't know. But this is what they do with young guys. So it's like, all right, let's.
It's I don't think temper. I like that.
No, they do.
I kind of do like it, though. I kind of like it from a confidence standpoint.
But it's all false confidence.
100%. But as every single reporter is there documenting, because I read the Jason Wilde article this morning on Madison.com about yesterday's OTA, and as he is documenting play by play by play by play, there are opinions that will be made about how well you do during that team portion of the practice. And so, again, to be able to just, like, get a few passes under your belt, get a few completions under your belt, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world, so long as it doesn't continue. So long as it doesn't continue throughout training camp and throughout the OTAs.
The plan is to temper expectations at the podium and then try to artificially pump him up in practices so writers are being like, oh, he actually might be really good.
No, I mean, but now they're scripting. Terrible.
They script. When they script the play, like, in OTAs, they script it to work. Not to work, you know? So if you're running a play against, great play against cover two, this is going to work, money in the bank, you know? They're not going to do, all right, let's go cover seven man underneath.
I mean, it's like if you made a joke early in the show, Gabe, and it was okay. But we laugh. You know why we laugh? To build your confidence. We don't want you to stop telling jokes. We want you to keep telling jokes. Might not have been your best joke, but we give you that courtesy chuckle so that you'll keep telling them. That's what it is.
I knew it. This is why you guys laugh when I talk. I knew it.
Let me ask you this, guys.
We laugh when you talk.
Who are you going to learn more about this year? You're going to learn more about Matt LaFleur, or are you going to learn more about Jordan Love? I think the easy answer is Jordan Love because we haven't seen as much from Jordan Love. We at least have seen Matt LaFleur for the last few seasons, so we kind of know who he is. We assume it may be a little different this year as Aaron Rodgers isn't running his offense and maybe Matt LaFleur will have more control over what plays are actually called on the field. So I think the gut is to say you're going to learn more about Jordan Love. But you, Gabe, could make an argument that you're going to learn more about Matt LaFleur.
Yeah. If he's pulling these tricks that Chewy's talking about, LaFleur talked about trying to do more unscripted things in practice because he wants Love to be able to react instead of just, oh, he's got this play memorized. He wants this young team. It's going to be a completely different coaching job for Matt LaFleur, not just because Aaron Rodgers isn't there, but because they have three players over the age of 30.
800-990-3776. Who are we going to learn more about this season, Matt LaFleur, the head coach, or Jordan Love, the quarterback? We'll get into that right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You've probably heard about employee stock ownership plans before, but what separates Fifth Third Bank from others when it comes to these plans? Fifth Third offers unmatched expertise and flexibility when creating ESOP solutions, from full and partial sales, second stage transactions, repurpose obligation financing, seller note refinancing. ESOPs can offer tax advantages, increased liquidity, employee incentives, and overall diversification of net worth to help your company plan for the future. Fifth Third Bank, got a chance to hang out with them at the ballpark last night. Some of their people over there. Custom solutions built around their goals. They have a great team that is going to work with you as they try to help you grow your business. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What do we do? Where do we go from here?
We've talked about insulation. We've talked about fantasy camp. And now we've talked about Burning Man. We've hit for the cycle in the first 5 minutes of the show.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Never, ever, ever get sick of that song now, guys. Okay? It will always be associated with a very, very big deal in my life. I'm allowed to say how thrilled and happy I am about winning that Emmy on Monday night, right?
Yeah, but now I'm just thinking of ways I can get you to be sick of that song.
Why?
My goal over the next 48 minutes plus 1 hour is to...
There's no way.
We're going to find
no
out. We'll find out the listeners get sick of it.
I mean, I've seen the piece a million times already. I obviously have covered the Badgers for years and years and years. I don't think I'll ever get sick of it. For me, it will always be associated
with... What happened?
Because they're from Boston. House of Pain.
They're from Boston?
I don't think that's right.
That would have been a good piece to put in your story.
Hold, please. Yes. So I won the Emmy for Best Short Feature on Monday night in New York. Was up against some really tough pieces, some really talented reporters, some really amazing outlets for storytelling. And we were like the sixth or seventh award of the night. There's nothing better, man, than like being at the front of the show. Because then you can just enjoy the rest of the evening instead of sitting on pins and needles and wondering and worrying the rest of the night. So thank
you. Did you bolt?
No, we stayed the whole thing. Because you want to know why? Because Reese Davis, who I just have told you guys I think is one of the most talented people in the sports broadcasting industry, was up for Personality of the Year, I believe. And he ended up losing to Mike Tirico. So I guess if you're going to lose to somebody, Mike Tirico's
Mike Tirico's not a bad one.
The guy to lose to. But it was a who's who of sports media people, you know, between obviously the ESPN folks and the Fox folks and the NFL Network folks. And Ric Flair was there because he had a documentary that WWE put out that was up for an award. I mentioned Mike Tirico, talked to him afterwards. So it was actually really a really cool experience. But like, you're allowed to be proud of things, right? Because this is, I feel like, one of those things where a lot of people feel like you're supposed to act like you've been there before or act humble, you know, in the face of accomplishment. And I feel like it's gone too far. It's gone too far where people don't feel comfortable saying, like, I really wanted to win. I really wanted to win badly. I would have been disappointed, Angela Bassett style, had I not won. But you saw how she got ripped up when she, you know, didn't smile graciously when she didn't win an award recently, right? People were like, oh, at least look like you're happy for the person that won. I thought, like, authentically, you're supposed to, you know, lean into how you're actually feeling about something, you know? Anyway, the point is, I was thrilled. I am thrilled. I cannot tell you guys how happy I am to have had that accomplishment and had that piece recognized.
Three members of House of Pain. Danny Boy was born in New York. Everlasts, born in Long Island. DJ Lethal, born in the Soviet Union.
The video, I think, was from Boston.
Wait, maybe he was wearing a Celtics jersey.
Well, I thought it was St. Patty's Day.
Hold on a second. They have a guy from the Soviet Union in this?
What?
Yeah.
DJ Lethal. Can we go back to that?
I thought.
In the 90s.
Remember the video? It was during St. Patrick's Day. I'm pretty sure that's Boston.
Like, so jump around, you're saying? Because, are you saying it was, because House of Pain has a three-leaf clover as their logo?
Yes.
Did you immediately just
All right, I
see
found
that?
The answer
I'm pretty sure he's wearing a Celtics jersey in the video. I think that's
Everlast, you're right.
Yeah, that's it. It's Everlast is wearing a Boston Celtics jersey.
There's no Irish in New York City either. They're all in Boston. Come on.
Yes. City of 8 million people has zero Irish Catholics.
Why do we let him talk? I don't understand.
That was the Celtics jersey, you're right.
From Boston. Dear Lord.
That's amazing.
Well, I guess I don't like the song anymore.
So, and it was filmed during a St. Patrick's Day parade.
In?
New York City.
Wow, bold move to wear the old Celtics jersey. I guess if it was St. Patrick's Day.
Oh,
so that
you
was
wear
the
a Knicks? Yeah.
Just saying. I do want to talk about that as the show goes on, because as the Heat continue to win and win and win and win, I wonder if it changes people's perception of the Bucks' loss. And it changes people's perception of the Bucks firing Mike Budenholzer. We'll get into that as the show goes on. Our question to you this morning is this. Who are we going to learn more about this season? Matt LaFleur as a head coach or Jordan Love as a quarterback? My gut tells me Jordan Love, only because we have such a small sample size of what Jordan has done. And we're trying to project out what he can do based on very limited data points, very limited information. Now we get a little bit more every time he talks. We get a little bit more every time he plays, even if he knows what the defense is going to do on certain plays. So my gut tells me we're going to learn a lot about him breath-wise, right? Like, from a breath of information, he's going from basically 2 to hopefully 100 by the end of the season.
I think definitively we're going to find out more about Matt LaFleur, because I think what Jordan Love does this year is going to be a good baseline for what he can do going forward, much like Aaron Rodgers did back in 2008, put together a good base to build off of that eventually led to four MVPs and a Super Bowl championship and all those different accolades that he received. But Matt LaFleur, we kind of sort of have an idea, but being the head coach in charge of this whole thing, I think we're going to figure out whether or not he's a good head coach this year or not. Whereas with Jordan Love, I think we're going to, at the end of the year, go, yeah, I think he can build off of this, or he's got a lot more work to go, but he still has another year in which to try to build off of. I think it's a two-year project with Jordan Love, whereas over the course of the 17 regular season Packers games that are played this year, we will know definitively if Matt LaFleur is a good coach or not.
Yes, I would agree with Gabe, because he's got to figure out what Jordan does well. Because he doesn't really know right now. Is he better at boots? Is he better at scrambling? Is he better throwing on the run? Is he better in the pocket? What if he stinks? What's the pivot? Where are you going? You going to a backup? You going to two backs? You going to run the ball? If he's good, how do you make Jordan Love even better? Because I would guess that to start off the season, things are going to be very vanilla. For him.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be the same game plan going into games early in the year as they gave to Aaron. And then at the end of the year, if Joe Barry Carroll finishes 20th, will he finally fire someone? Right? I mean, look how long it took him to fire the special teams coordinator who should have been fired years before Bisaccia came in.
In fairness, that's their third. He's fired two previous.
But look at how long he waited. Remember what a disaster special teams was? That guy deserved to be fired in season.
Sure, it wasn't going to improve anything. You know, I think Bisaccia has changed the way the Packers think about special teams. They actually go out and sign people that are special teams only.
Yeah, but still, where did they finish last year special team-wise? Middle of the pack?
You probably. Know? Well, I mean,
first, I think.
Which is.
It's a huge improvement.
I want to see if he can take control of this team, because he didn't have control of this team when Aaron was there.
And you're not expecting that level of leadership from Jordan Love?
No.
You're expecting it from the head coach.
Yes.
So you're saying that Aaron Rodgers leaving is going to give Matt LaFleur more of a control over the whole thing,
yes.
And that's going to show you. I can buy that.
Like, the first thing I would have done, Jen, is bring David Bakhtiari and say, what are you doing? Don't do that.
Maybe they have. He's quieted down a little bit over the
possibly.
Last week or so. I guess whose success is more contingent on whose? Is Matt LaFleur's success as a head coach more contingent on Jordan Love's success as a quarterback? Or is Jordan Love's success as a quarterback more contingent on Matt LaFleur's success as a head coach?
The second one. Because LaFleur's got to put him in good spots. I think if LaFleur puts him in good spots and he's missing throws... Like, if we can see that, right? Like, oh, this guy was wide open, or you didn't see this guy open that, you know, people like Kurt Warner can break down, or Dan Orlovsky on ESPN. Like, people like that will break that down and kind of show, hey, the Packers are putting Jordan Love in good spots. He's just not seeing this guy, or he's missing this throw. I think we're going to be able to see that.
He also has to find out where that threshold is for him. Because, obviously, Aaron, having played 18 years here, his threshold is give him the whole playbook. This guy knows it. Jordan is like, am I overloading him? Because you can get confused. You know, even at any position out there, you're like, am I doing cover two? Do I convert this? You know what I mean? So he's got to kind of control that.
I guess that all of that stuff, though, he could figure out while he wasn't playing. I thought that those type of things you can learn while watching.
You can, but it's different when you are under center. And, you know, it's just total chaos. Because I think that's what teams are going to do. I think they're just going to try to confuse him. They're going to have a lot of different packages in defensively. They're going to blitz him and then just see what kind of player he is.
At what point do you look at Jordan Love and go, as Matt LaFleur, hey, what do you like here? Because I know you've told a number of those stories of Holmgren and Brett, and I'm obviously there was more of a collaboration with the offense with Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur. And I'm not saying it's going to get to that point, but at what point... On 3rd and 4 in the third quarter, you know, or at the end of the third quarter, he comes over and does Matt LaFleur go, hey, what do you like here? And that's not going to be an overwhelming question.
I can't imagine doing that.
A little too early.
Oh, but I'm saying at what point? The question is at what point?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather if you're Jordan Love? Again, the last time he played meaningful football, take away, you know, the whatever it is, 10, 10 snaps last year. Snaps, thank you. Take away that is in college. And what we've talked about with college football so many times is a lot of times the coach is calling the play based on what the defense is showing, right? They're throwing the signs up, they're giving them the signals and whatnot, where they're not having to make those decisions. So in order to ease a guy into a league where he will have to be making decisions on the fly, wouldn't you rather have him holding your hand as much as possible?
Yes.
And again, it's kind of like when somebody has training wheels, right? And you're teaching them how to ride a bike, you take the training wheels off, you still hold the back of the banana seat, right? You still hold the back of the seat for a while until it does feel like they can pedal on their own. I know you're going to make fun of the banana seat, aren't you?
I used to have one.
Do they still make banana seats?
I don't think so. But you knew what I was talking
between
about.
Between the plants and the banana seat today, Jen, it's not been a great day for Show Your Age.
Kramer had one. That was a wonderful one.
That show, as much as I love it, Chew.
20?
Debuted like 25 years ago. Google bikes with banana seats.
But back to your point, I don't know where Jordan Love is at with progressions. You know what I mean? Is it 1-2? Can he get the 3? 1-2-3? Because I would be coaching him. What they do is with most young quarterbacks, they go, you know, rookie quarterbacks, you go to 1, go to 2, maybe 3,
bail.
Run.
Oh, run. Yeah, bail.
So I don't know. You know, I don't know where he is at in that progression. It's one thing to sit in a meeting room and go, yeah, well, there. But when you see things that are just flying around, and he's going to see ghosts,
how much,
what we said back in the day.
How much success can you have in the NFL being a one read, two read, and run guy?
Michael Vick.
Okay, so that is one of the all-time freakiest athletes to ever play in the NFL.
Yes. That's Jordan the best. Love That's the best you can be.
Jordan Love's not Michael Vick in terms of athleticism.
No.
Like Michael Vick made two guys run into each other that were trying to tackle him like it was a Disney movie, right?
You know what? You look at Josh Allen early in his career, and we were like, eh.
Yeah.
Because you thought he bailed too soon.
He did. And look what he turned into. I mean, I'm sure there's other examples of guys just, you can't process
it. Would you take a Josh Allen first year out of Jordan Love?
Yes.
I would too.
Yes. All day long.
Knowing that there's still room to grow, knowing that he has to improve, but man, it's a hell of a starting point in the league. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, but we roll on. What are you looking at, stats?
Well, no, I mean, his first year was very unassuming, unimpressive.
But again, he was able to stack onto that.
Sure.
And get better.
But a lot of people have had the start that Josh Allen has had and have not been able to stack on it.
Yes.
But from a starting point, you would take it, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you take... Again, we're tempering expectations for Jordan Love.
52.8% completion percentage, right. 10 touchdowns, 12 picks.
We'll get into this after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Get pumped up because Potawatomi Casino Hotel is bringing 24 sports betting to the great city of Milwaukee and beyond. With the Potawatomi Sportsbook, you can enjoy the convenience of self-service kiosks, odds boards, wall-to-wall TVs, free parking, great food, and a full-service bar at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Put your game face on. It is time to bet big and bet bold at the Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Potawatomi Sportsbook.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Have you never had a good pie?
I've had fine pies.
You get no pie.
Right now, yeah.
I mean, seems that way anyway. But if we get him on those dating sites, it feels like maybe he could.
Yeah. On 94.5 ESPN.
Still fine with it. I actually appreciate that we are celebrating my success all morning long. I do appreciate
You're
that.
Welcome. Every time you walk into
hashtag jump around
this office.
This is your, what do they call walk-up music?
So did you notice that I'm also wearing my Marquette sweatshirt? I just want to make sure everybody knows where my affiliation still lies, okay? I am still a Marquette, proud Marquette grad, but now I do have this, like, complicated relationship with the jump around and with Wisconsin. So we were talking before the break about what standard you want to set for Jordan Love this season. And you brought up Josh Allen because you guys were talking about read, run. Mm-hmm. And this idea about bailing out on a play when you don't see things happening the way you want them to down the field. Give us Josh Allen's rookie numbers.
So his rookie year, he started 11 games, 52.8% completion percentage, 10 touchdowns, 12 picks. But he also supplemented that with... hold, please. 631 rushing yards and 8 touchdowns.
Whoa. How many rushing yards?
631.
Whoa. Wow, that's a high number.
Yeah.
I don't see Jordan Love having 600. 100 rushing yards.
I would agree.
But that is the point that Chewy was making, which was read, read, run. So who is somebody other than Josh Allen whose rookie year you would be okay with him mimicking
Russell
his first
Wilson.
Year out? Oh, yeah, but Russell Wilson had the best rookie year.
Yeah. Well, you asked.
Okay, yes. How about we do reality check? Because I think Russell Wilson had like an 83% completion percentage his rookie year, like something outrageous like that.
64.1.
No, sorry, I was looking at his Pro Football Focus rate.
Okay. Yes.
Grade.
The grade.
Jesus. 89%.
All right, Jen.
Yeah, honestly.
Like, do you need Chewy's readers?
The jump around is starting,
want him see
starting
read
to
the
affect
screen?
My... Oh, yeah. Shake it off. 64% was his completion percentage.
Yes. 26 TDs, 10 picks. I would sign up for that.
He is ranked by Pro Football Focus as the best rookie debut for the season. He's ranked as they use the Pro Football Focus grade of 89.7. He started all 16 games, 64% completion, 3,118 yards, 26 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, 489 rushing yards. So maybe he was a little bit of that read, read, run as well. So almost 500 rushing yards for 16 games. What does that average to per game? I got to pull up my calculator.
No, just give me a second to scroll. I can tell you it was 30 yards a game.
Okay. Well, that's not horrible. I don't mind 30 yards a game. Would you be okay with Jordan Love scrambling for 30 yards a game, Gabe?
It seems that's still a relatively high number. So Aaron Rodgers, his first year starting, 207. The most Aaron Rodgers ever ran for was 369.
What about Jalen Hurts' first year of playing?
These are all guys that are more athletic. Like, the athletic ceiling of Jordan Love is very similar to Aaron Rodgers. He is, but he's not Jalen Hurts. He's not Josh Allen. Like, first of all, both those dudes are tanks. Like, they're just huge human beings. Josh Allen can also, like, sprint faster than most other quarterbacks, despite being the size that he is. He's Aaron Rodgers type athleticism, which is going to get you by fine.
Pretty good.
But it's not going to be getting you 400, 500, 600 yards rushing every year.
You know who his game kind of reminds me of? Just his body type. Because this dude wasn't very good, but he was a first-round pick. Vince Young. Doesn't he have the same body type?
I feel
mannerisms.
Like Jordan's lankier.
Can he be lankier than Vince Young? Vince Young felt like he was all arms and legs.
I mean, he wasn't as thick.
Yeah, Vince Young to me feels thicker.
Definitely thicker.
I'm talking more of his Texas body instead of when he was not very
good. I feel like he was
NFL
always a big
body.
Guy. Not necessarily as thick as he was in the NFL, but I thought he was big at Texas.
What's a percentage completion percentage for Jordan Love you'd be happy with?
63.
60 feels low to me.
I know, but look at young receivers, rookie tight ends.
This offense is supposed to be able to give you easy completions at times. So if he can take those easy completions, like I think of when I think of this offense, the Shanahan, LaFleur, McVay offense, the play I think of, stretch play action, roll out to the right, tight end sneaks out the back door, little flip pass, and the tight end catches it and runs for 10 yards.
You can run that 3 times a game.
And then?
And then you got to come up with something else.
So there's three. You're 3 for 3.
You know what the tight ends are going to do? What these young receivers did last year? Drop a lot of balls.
Well, if you can't, I mean,
I'm telling you,
you're not
going to
drop that one.
Being a rookie is a rookie is a rookie. Gabe, I want you to play in the U.S. Open this year. How do you think you're going to do?
I'm going to do fantastic.
How do you think you're going to do?
I am going to light that course up.
Michael Block? Are you going to Michael Block it?
Yes. I will Michael Block it.
Let me just rattle off some of the numbers here that are in front of us. We talked about Russell Wilson, 64% completion percentage his first year. Robert Griffin III had a 65.6 completion percentage his first year. Baker Mayfield had a 63.8. Mac Jones had a 70% completion percentage his first year, 67.8 by Dak Prescott. Matt Ryan had a 61.1. Matt Ryan, who again has gone on to have a really good career. We had the conversation. Was he great? Maybe not, but he was very, very good. Is he a Hall of Famer? You could debate that. But Matt Ryan's first year, he was 61%. Now, he's a pocket passer.
Yes.
I don't expect Matt Ryan to run. In fact, I don't even see any rushing stats here for Matt Ryan. I'm being serious. In his first year in 2008, there aren't any rushing stats. Okay, 16 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Justin Herbert, 66.6 completion percentage. Teddy Bridgewater, 64. That's why the 60 feels low when you're looking at all of these numbers. Joe Burrow, 65.3. Gardner Minshew had a 60% completion percentage in 2019. Is Jordan Love Gardner Minshew-esque? You hope he's better than Gardner Minshew, yeah. Don't you?
But Chewy brings up a great point with the weapons. Getting on the same page as everybody when the game is live.
But theoretically, every rookie is doing that. Every rookie is getting on the same page, even if they have more veteran weapons, even if the weapon, right? It's all still new as a collective.
Sure, but the veteran is presumably doing the right thing, whereas the young receivers that Jordan Love is working with won't always be doing the right thing. Love won't always be doing the right thing. And a lot of times you can have that veteran. Like if Davante Adams was still here, oh crap, I did the wrong thing. Where's Devontae? I'm just going to throw it to Devontae.
Security
blanket
style.
Yeah, and he could end up.
Yeah, it's the same with Sterling and Brett.
100%.
Brett went to him all the time. The problem is the overload just isn't for Jordan Love. The overload is for all these young guys. You know, a rookie tight end, he's not going to know, you know, 300 plays going into week one against Chicago. It's just going to be, which benefits obviously the defense. It's just going to be a pared down, I think a slower pace. They're not going to air it out and hopefully hit Watson over the top. On average, maybe, I don't know, once a game would be nice. Doesn't always have to be a touchdown.
Sure.
But just a confidence, momentum building play. I mean, being young is tough in this league. You know what is even tougher? When there's no veteran above you to say, hey, you got to do it like this. You know,
yeah.
That's why I say the pressure is on LaFleur. Not only LaFleur, but those position coaches as well.
Tom Clemens and Stenovich and stuff like that.
All those guys, you know. It's frustrating dealing with young players.
Well, I think we know Tom Clemens is a good
yes,
coach.
I have children.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, when you're trying to explain something and you think you're doing a really good job and you think you're making it consumable and they're still looking at you with blank faces.
Yeah.
You know, like, I can't explain this any simpler.
Sure, coach. Yeah, I understand.
I gotcha. Why are your shoes on the wrong shoes? Again, I told you the curve goes on the inside. The inside. Try to put the sticker on, right? You're supposed to cut the sticker in half. That's the new thing now with the shoes. You get a sticker. You cut the sticker in half. You put the left part of the sticker on the left shoe. You put the right part of the sticker in the insole, right? On the insole. So that when they look at the shoes, the sticker makes a picture.
Sure. Nope.
Sure enough, still can't get it. Still cannot get it.
What sticker did you go with?
Whatever. Frozen or Princess or whatever. You know, whatever.
Seems complicated.
Really? It's supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be, does Moana make a face or not?
Yeah, but you're not putting it together.
But it's close enough. The shoes kind of go right by
you've
each
seen
other.
How kids draw and color. I mean,
this
not...
is what I'm saying. Yes,
wait, you're expecting too much.
Is much
do
like...
we really need a left and right shoe, though?
What the hell are you talking about? Of course you need a left and right shoe. Have you looked at your feet?
I don't think they're curved.
What?
Do you have flat feet?
Chewy, what are you wearing right now?
No.
What are you wearing? What kind of shoes are you wearing?
Sneakers.
All right, stand up, take them off.
Oh, great. We're going to get the Aaron Rodgers.
No, it's too late. Okay, so now take the other one off.
But it's not really curved.
Take the other shoe
off. What do
you
mean it's not curved?
These stink, man.
Yeah.
What do you mean they're curved? Do we really need
I mean, if you took
right
a point from the bottom
shoe.
To the tip, it's not curved.
When you put on your receiver gloves, do you need a left and right glove?
Well, that's because you got a thumb.
You got a big toe, and you got a small brain.
I mean, if you cut the thumb off, Gabe, no. You wouldn't need a left and right glove.
Yes, you would, because your fingers are different sizes.
The thumb is what separates us from the animals.
From the Neanderthals.
I could argue that, you know. I think they could design a shoe to go either way.
Okay, for the rest of the day, you switch your shoes and walk around.
You have to.
You put your right shoe on your left foot and vice versa, and for the rest of the day, and you tell me if that's
not
inconvenient.
Well, let me tell you this, Jen. I believe it was... In Asia, they would wrap the girls' feet so they wouldn't grow, and it prevented them from growing. So maybe not this generation, but I think eventually if we just had straight shoes, 50 years from now,
your
feet would straighten out. Like, I just think you could do it.
Did you know what happens when you don't have arch support in your shoes? It affects your ankles, it affects your knees, it affects your hips, it affects all of the things. That's why when people get older, they get orthotics.
I think it'll readjust. I mean, shoes really haven't evolved, have they?
They have evolved so much.
Maybe a little bit.
So much.
We gotta go to a break.
Think about Chuck Taylors. Think about Chuck Taylors. That's what they used to play basketball in. Chuck freaking Taylors.
I do love, though, that when Chewy gets stuck, he's like, well, time for a break. And it is. This is St. Kate, the Arts Hotel, and it's where you should go for delicious pizza and Italian snacks at Proof Pizza inside St. Kate. There is even more to be excited about now because they've added a variety of new sandwiches to the menu. That's right. If you're downtown around your lunchtime, have you tried Proof Pizza as an option yet? Available every day from 11 to 4. You can get items like the Red Rock Chicken BLT, the Meatball Hero, and so much more. Order from the counter at Proof or directly from the bar at St. Kate. They make it so easy to enjoy a delicious lunch. Explore the new sandwiches and the rest of the menu at Proof Pizza MKE. That's proofpizzamke.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Is it against the law to be a moron or not?
The law.
Not yet.
I texted this to Jen earlier. The law does protect some people from things that are called an attractive nuisance.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Letting us know yesterday that he's good. He just got hit in the gonads at practice. Where does gonads rank on the list of ways to describe ya nuts?
Down. Way down.
Way down?
Yeah, it's probably pretty far down.
That's
on the
old
list.
School.
It is pretty old school.
Yeah, it's something my dad used to say all the time.
Yeah.
The gonads.
It's just nads.
What's number one?
Yeah, nads.
Nads is better than gonads?
Yeah.
Nads, really?
Yeah.
I got 100%. Hit in the nads?
Yeah. Seeds, grapes, rocks.
Huevos.
I got hit in the seeds? That sounds stupid.
Yeah.
Well, they are seeds.
Yeah.
They technically, plant things.
Technically speaking, Chewy knows he's been sticking
you
it to his plants.
You have to cover your plants, Jen.
Who knew? Again, it was come full circle in this hour. Started talking about plants. We're talking about plants again. Marbles? Do we like marbles? I got hit in the marbles.
Yeah, a little small.
You just said seeds.
I mean, some seeds good are point. Larger than some seeds are large.
Yeah. Well, like an avocado pit. Is that what we're talking about?
Exactly.
Here? Is balls number one with a bullet? Is that like everybody's
not,
number
yeah,
one?
Not even close to me.
Nuts.
I got hit in the balls.
But
I
is think, it nuts?
I think nuts is one
package.
Nuts are,
nuts is higher than balls?
I thought nuts was everything, though. So can we call nuts?
No, nuts isn't everything. Why would you think nuts is everything?
You say I got hit in the nuts, like, it's just, you got hit there.
Junk. I got hit in the junk.
Junk's kind of all-encompassing.
Junk is all-encompassing.
That junk yeah. package, nuts, that's
wait a minute,
all the
are
same.
You trying to actually, like, separate the two? Or, I guess, three? Are you trying to separate? Are you trying to
well,
say the twig and berries, if you will?
Yeah, that's what we're doing here? The twig is separate from the berries.
You got confused a couple weeks ago when you thought Jimmy were nuts.
Jimmy's not nuts.
No.
Jimmy's the Jimmy.
Jimmy's the twig.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so he
some.
Couldn't say I got
others,
hit.
It's a branch.
He couldn't say I got hit in the Jimmy because that would be one thing versus the gonads, which is the other.
Well, you correct. Don't get the stomach ache with the Jimmy.
Yeah.
Oh, you can get hit in the Jimmy and it doesn't hurt?
Yeah.
Well, not like it does when you get hit in the gonads.
Are we in on gonads or out on gonads?
Down the list.
It's down the list. Nads is above.
How
gonads.
Far down the list? That's literally what I'm asking.
Well, I mean,
how
we
got to
put
things?
Together the list. It's probably last on the list.
Last? No.
Bottom.
Mommy and Daddy Button feels like it should be last.
All right, so now we've got a different one that's last. Now we have gonads at second to last.
What's Mommy and Daddy
that's
Button?
That's from Austin
the belly
Powers.
Button?
Oh, I got hit in the Mommy and Daddy Button.
I've never heard that. Which, I've only seen one on Austin Powers. That's why.
I think it's Fat Bastard, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is Fat Bastard.
Is?
So I think that's the second one.
Okay. What else? There's got to be more.
What is your go-to, I guess?
Balls.
Nuts.
Oh, see, that's so unoriginal, though. It's just like, balls.
There's got to be more. Help us out, people. Huh?
You don't have to ask. They're doing it anyway.
Okay.
800-990-3776.
The crotchal region?
Yeah, that's lame, right?
Again, that's kind of everything.
Where's your Dr. Chimura? Should we be calling it the scrotum?
What are they called? Testicles?
Yeah, that would be the medical term, yes.
That's below
gonads.
Do you
have to renew your doctor's license every year? Is it like the driving that Ashton suggests?
Not big on continuing education.
When are you going to start?
Shut your mouth.
Whoa.
You got to start before you can continue.
Yeah, it'll lick mine.
Okay.
Bleep.
Gonads.
Yeah, there you go.
Testes.
Oh, no.
Eh.
Someone throw it a break.
Rocky Mountain oysters?
Higher than gonads.
You think? He's really out on gonads.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. Roll on after this.